Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. The PBR Professional Bull Riders Unleash the Beast Tour, the A-String. Wyatt Rogers, Green Country, Oklahoma, in the winner's circle on a full house Saturday night. Wyatt Rogers, that is a very exciting night.
Oh, yeah, it's just a dream come true to finally win a round here at the Unleash the Beast Tour. And just to not know where you're going each week and then to get a chance to capitalize on an opportunity what God put in front of me is just a dream come true.
How old were you when you started riding in the professional bull riding tour, and how old are you now?
27 now. I bought my card the first year when I was 20.
Tell us about getting this win tonight. How long has it been since you had a win on the big tour, and about that bull that you had tonight?
On the big tour, never had a round win, and hopefully having the first event win and a round win this weekend. I actually had a re-ride tonight, and then I got to get on a bull called Watch Out from the Drury Ranch in Oklahoma, which was a rematch from Tulsa's event, and he bucked me off in like 3 seconds there, so it was good to get him back tonight.
So you got revenge on a bull that bucked you off in front of your hometown crowd. Let's digress just a little bit. A first round win in a major leaguer that's been in the game for some time, that is extremely exciting.
Oh yeah, I'm a bigger guy, so getting them high scores is normally kind of hard, so luckily I kind of made the bull look good and he made me look good, and it was just a match made for tonight.
Some formidable contenders. You had the Indian National Finals Rodeo Ja'Cory Hale champion there in tonight in third, another second place contender. And your win tonight was outstanding. Tell us a little bit more about that bull.
He's just a great four-year-old. He's actually leading the ABBI right now, and I don't think anyone's rode him until tonight. He's big, strong, and he's just around to the left, and he's got everything you could ask for in a bucking bull and just gets stronger every round. Luckily, I matched his moves, and it worked out great.
And what do you think made you step up tonight to get the victory?
Just believing in myself and knowing that I belong here and not circling around the smaller tours and just actually showing up and doing what I can do.
How many times have you been to the PBR World Finals?
Last year was my first. It was my rookie year on tour, and looking to make this my second year back.
Yes, sir. Where are you sitting now?
Somewhere just around the cut line. I think I was 44 coming in this weekend, and the top 40 make the World Finals. So,
for someone that does not understand this game, share with us a little bit about a season as compared to a professional baseball season or a NASCAR season. What does a PBR season look like?
PBR season goes from November to May. It's a short, and we had 2 weeks off the entire year, so our bodies are kind of beat up, and you're just trying to get through the rest of the season. It's a grueling process. I mean, you're getting on the best bulls week in and week out, and you're going to get banged up, but it's just about how you handle it and you maintain your bodies during the week.
Talking about maintaining your body, the professional athletes of today are in the gym. How about the rodeo cowboys and bull riding athletes?
Oh, yeah, especially me. I'm a bigger guy, and I got to keep my weight down, so I got to be in the gym constantly at least 3 to 4 times a week and running, trying to exercise, and just keeping my weight where I can perform as a professional athlete.
Do you come out of a boxing or a wrestling or a sports background?
Played basketball and football and baseball growing up, and then I golf a lot now. That's not really a big exercising sport, but it can be good for your legs and getting a workout in.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, the technique is as specific riding bulls as it is golf. If you make a minor error in golf, you get a hook or a slice. You make a minor error riding bulls, it's worse than a hook or a slice.
I say it helps my mental game tremendous going golfing. You can hit 10 bad shots, but it's all about the next shot, and if you hit one good one, it can make up for 3 bad ones.
Speaking to the youngsters that might be listening right now on the reservations across the country of Native America and the First Nations of Canada, what can you share with them and their young sports career to encourage them to go on and be the big leagues in anything that they might choose?
Yeah, I'm proud to be a Cherokee Indian from Oklahoma, and just reach out to someone near you. There's always going to be someone around. Just social media. You can reach out to me anytime at Wyatt Rogers on Instagram, Facebook, and I'll message you back. Look, give you any advice I can.
That's words of our champion, Wyatt Rogers, Cherokee Cowboy, on top of the list at the PBR Unleash the Beast Tour in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wyatt, OCO, God bless you. Have success, partner.
Thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.